Try Disney. All right, coming up next to the stage, we have a co-producer of Puck and Grind, also the burlesque performer known as Whiskey Six, which I take it is a Motley Crue reference, which I very much appreciate. This is Allie Hodgson.
Hey guys, what's up? I really didn't want to do this. And the reason why, actually, is not so much speaking in front of y'all, but I really had a hard time connecting with the term grit and how it related to me. So just to give you an idea, I worried that I didn't really exemplify grit. And if I kind of talked about how I had grit, it would be kind of a farce in the way that, you know, people who constantly praise themselves and how humble they are typically are anything but. So scratch me. I started thinking who did exemplify grit, and obviously instantly my father came to mind. And just to give you a little backstory, I am actually the whitest Hispanic ever. My dad is very brown. I am very white. I am almost blue. This light is refracting off of my skin, so there's some context to that later. So anyways, I thought of my dad. At first glance, he's a short man, small stature, very quiet and understated until he's not. He is the utter personification of speak softly and carry a big stick. And his big stick, we'll say that's a hockey reference, a hockey pun and not a phallic one. Anyways, his big stick is his presence. So this is a guy in high school who once confronted another guy he'd heard who had issues with him. And as the teenage male brain goes, they decided to fight it out. So they picked a time and a place after school and they started fighting. Not too long afterwards, a cop pulls up, asks him what they're doing. And, you know, not wanting to get in trouble, they both were like, eh, we're just messing around, we're just friends, you know, whatever. Of course, they lied. Long story short, you know, the two actually ended up gaining a mutual respect for each other and became friends for really decades. And the funny thing about that story is the only reason I know it is because by complete coincidence, I ended up becoming very, very good friends with that man's son. His nephew, but he actually raised his nephew. And when my dad found out, he told us that really funny story about how he met his uncle. And I didn't even realize it until I started making notes for this tonight that the almost exact same thing happened to me in sixth grade, if you can believe it. You know, I was scrappy. I was a tomboy. And at one point, my teacher pulled me aside and told me she'd heard rumors that there was another girl in my class who had issues with me and was actually going to jump me after school. So, guys, this is the real deal. Obviously, I had a big oh shit moment. Like, my brother had taught me how to throw a punch. But, you know, nobody really wants to get hit in the face. And I didn't really know if I could take on a gaggle of girls wearing brown lip liner, baggy pants, and scrunchies. But seeing how I didn't really think I could get out of the conflict, I actually cornered her on the playground and asked her what was up. And to this day, I don't know if they were really just rumors or if she was so thrown off by me confronting her that she just aborted her plan entirely. But she denied having any issue with me. And then, of course, we became really good friends. And I don't talk to her, but we are Facebook friends. Hey, Annie, what's up? So my dad didn't come from much. He's not the most educated, but he's always been able to make so much out of so little in life. Before I was born, he had actually applied for a membership at the local country club. And again, he is of the brown persuasion, and I'm actually from Nebraska. So he was actually denied membership due to the color of his skin. Again, you know, I'm 31. This wasn't that long ago. So there's a huge percentage of Hispanics in my hometown, but there's also a small yet really loud number of racists. So this was just the type of thing that flew in my hometown. These racists were racist enough that when he later actually became the first Hispanic state senator of Nebraska, he actually got racist hate mail that said, sorry, I gotta tell you what it says. That was actually addressed to Chief Spick Ray Aguilar. Yes, just an example of how racist my hometown was. So similar, I had a rough time my freshman year of high school. I had actually, the previous year was class president, and then that year quickly became the social pariah, all just because one girl was threatened and she mean-girled the shit out of me. So, you know, because money is power, even though my dad actually worked at the high school, people, you know, basically did whatever she said and were even bold enough to write shit on my locker. Shit that my dad actually, as the manager of grounds and maintenance, actually had to clean off my locker. I don't really have the Phoenix rising from the ashes story like I just told you about with my dad, except that I take solace in knowing that I was and I am still better, more talented, and prettier than Jenny will ever be. So to circle back, my dad has grit because he's been through poverty, he's been through prejudice, he's gone literally from janitor to state senator, he survived an explosion at work that almost took his hands, and he's even beat cancer. I've always looked up to him, and I felt that if I inherited even a small percentage of his tenacity and spirit and his work ethic and his charm, then I would really be truly lucky. So yeah, my dad has a lot of fucking grit, and seeing as we're cut from the same cloth, once I kind of started to formulate my story for tonight, I realized that, yeah, I do too. And after putting this down all on pen and paper, I think I have just enough grit in me to actually be pretty proud to admit it. So thanks, Dad. Love ya.
Thank you, Allie. Your dad sounds incredible. Fuck that Jenny girl. What's her problem? Yeah, right? She's the worst. You know her too?
I think so.
She's a monster. Yeah.
Sounds like it.
We all know a Jenny, I think, somewhere.